This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Governor Jared Polis says stores and other businesses will start to reopen as the state ends the stay-at-home order next week. But CPR's Andrea Dukakis says it will be far from business as usual.
This Monday, it'll be up to the discretion of business owners whether they open. Some will probably decide not to, that it's not worth it. Restaurants and bars, a lot of people are wondering about those. They'll remain closed, and there's no date yet for them to open, but they'll continue takeout.
At yesterday's briefing, Polis did talk about the possibility that restaurants could reopen for in-person service sometime in May. The governor says he expects school buildings to reopen this fall with precautions in place. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
Right now, some schools are focused on rescheduling graduations, while traditional ceremonies are a no-go. Polis told superintendents that alternatives are possible if there's proper social distancing and approval from local health departments. Jefferson County Superintendent Jason Glass hopes to use two stadiums in mid-August.
We might have to do some things like limit attendance and space people out in the stands and also space the graduates out.
Other districts are planning graduation parades. For next school year, Polis says staffs have the summer to plan for opening in a safer way, but officials say they must also plan to continue remote learning if the coronavirus spreads. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Two large venues in Denver are now serving as 24-hour shelters for people experiencing homelessness. Denverite's Donna Bryson has more.
The Denver Coliseum has room for 300 women with cot space for proper social distancing. The National Western Complex has hosted more than 600 men a night. They have portable showers, and nonprofits have provided staffing, meals, and medical care, including COVID-19 testing. Before the pandemic, emergency shelters in Denver were only open at night. These new shelters are only temporary. It's unclear when events could return to the venues. The city order is expected to extend the ban on large entertainment and sports gatherings. In the meantime, three other nonprofit emergency shelters are now also open around the clock. I'm Donna Bryson, Denverite.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser says he'll try to prevent the Trump administration from lifting protections for U.S. wetlands. The EPA published its rewrite of the Waters of the U.S. rule this week. Environmental groups and Democratic-led states are expected to go to court over the change. This is CPR News.